Like most things in life, some books are just more fun than others. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels that fall into a special category of books that are like sweet treats, satisfying and delicious. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I guess now that we've survived Halloween and pumpkin spice latte season, we can start Christmas, right? I just listened to an audio that did much to put me in a pre-holiday mood, including giving me a great list of movies to keep the spirit alive. I speak of Henry and Grace's Holiday Movie Marathon by Baltimore's own Matt Norman. Henry and Grace are 30-somethings who are both recently widowed. His wife died in a plane crash. Her husband and the father of her two young children succumbed to cancer. To their mutual annoyance, they are set up by their moms, and though they certainly have no plans to fall in love, they decide to become friends and continue Henry's old tradition of the Holiday Movie Marathon, which starts with the family stone and includes not just Elf and A Charlie Brown Christmas, but that perennial holiday classic, Die Hard. A starred Kirkus review commented that Norman balances sadness with hope to create a lovely romance that feels like it could fit into the best sort of holiday film. It's impossible not to root for Grace and Henry, two immensely likable characters who deserve to find happiness. The Baltimore setting comes alive, and the vibrant supporting characters make this one a joy to read. I agree, and I swear I did not write that myself. Though it's neither a holiday book nor a rom-com, I thought of pairing Susan Cole's latest, The Literati, with Grace and Henry because, to me, they both belong in the cherished reading category I privately call candy. As a book reviewer, I often have to read books that are no laughing matter, as well as books that are much too long and books that are just plain bad. Of course, you don't hear about those books on The Weekly Reader, but believe me, I read them. Candy is a book that's just a pure, sweet delight, quick and delicious. The Literati is one of my favorite kinds of candy, set in the world of books and readers. The main character is Clemmie, the 36-year-old daughter of a powerful literary agent and a famous alcoholic poet, living in D.C., trying to figure out her future after quitting her job at a bookstore. She's taken a job at the WLNP, an organization which has had to change its name to Washington's Literary Nonprofit due to scandals in its past. Her first week of work is so unsettling. Her boss disappears. The office is ransacked. A huge cat shows up. The annual prize banquet is days away, and the caterer has not been paid because, uh-oh, the organization's bank accounts have been emptied. That she stops by the bookstore to pick up a study guide for the LSAT. Like Cole's earlier novel, Bookish People, this one sparkles with kooky details plucked from literary culture, including a gleeful running joke about a man who looks exactly like Malcolm Gladwell. At the heart of the hijinks is dear, self-effacing Clemmie, who keeps getting mistaken for somebody's nanny, most currently of the 10-year-old genius son of this year's prize winner, a boy famous for causing $52,000 worth of damage at a French hotel. He will prove to be another example of Cole's ability to find redemptive qualities in even the most obnoxious characters. A key gift for this chronicler of the egomania, foolishness, and undimmed aspirations of the modern literati.
The books are Henry and Grace's Holiday Movie Marathon by Matt Norman and The Literati by Susan Cole. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.